the ceiling. Who made it hard? Swap EBT for cash like trading cards.
Broke my whole life.
Here, lizard. Hold up. H-Town Texan, always be investing. Coming through dripping and soft. Sin, I'ma keep shining like Iceman. Nick Trey flips them further and pause. Grand, ever heard him say the money talks? Yeah, I'm the one doing the most talking. Rule number one is get money. Number two is get money. R.I.P. the young dog. Finn, everything black on black. Yeah, Amex, melanated dark skin. Y'all running to the major label like you think they gonna sell you. I am not 7, not 3, not 2, not 8. I'm 9 above top 10. Could have been a one hit wonder. You should wonder why I ain't in a situation. No,
that was a fun ass intro, yeah.
And with that being said, what's up, guy? Welcome to the Partners, a show with three friends separated by distance, connected by brotherhood, having weekly conversations that you can join in. And as always, I am one third of the Partners. It's your boy Tiz, and I'm along with
the other third of the Partners, Padawan here, straight from another planet. And it's the I just want to put this out here. I got this on because today I am along with
that one. You know, back in the scene, won't hit last time, but I'm back this time. It's facing the place. What's happening this week, fellas? What's going on with you?
Face you back. What's okay. up, man?
What's happening? How you live?
You know, good to have you back, man.
Thank you. Good to be back, man. Good to be back.
Yes, sir. We are back all together like Voltron. It's a special episode. So it's a lot going on. All right. So first off, this is the first episode that is our 100th episode.
Triple digits.
A lot of people, you know, maybe they start podcasts and that ain't shit to them. You know, hey, you know, they start some shit and they like, hey, you know, honey, whatever. We knew he was going to get hit. Damn it. I didn't know. We didn't know. We just started this shit and was like, we hope, we dream, we wish, and we here. And, hey, man, it feels good. 100th episode. Yeah. So yeah, that's just first off. I just had to get that off, you know, ASAP. Now the next piece of this puzzle is it is also the first episode where all three brothers are free. And what I mean by that is obviously we've been here, so you know, we ain't been locked up. Crazy shit. But when I say free, this is the first episode where all three brothers are completely free in their purpose, completely free in their ability to say whatever they like, completely free from constraints of being in places that contribute to negative mental health. Like, you are about to enter a whole new phase from here on out. So I want y'all to mark this day on your calendar. Mark this episode when you listen to it.
The 28th.
Things Friday, may never be the same.
October.
I'm about to be louder, more annoying, more obnoxious. I can say shit that I couldn't before because I had contracts in place. I can talk shit about things in ways that I could, like, I do not care anymore. There's literally nothing that will stop me from saying whatever. So it's about to get real crazy. It's about to get real weird. There's going to be moments that some of you current subscribers may be like, yeah, I'm going to leave now. And that's okay. But I'm going to tell you, it's about to get real different. And it's going to be gradual. You're not going to see it all at once because, you know, I've been under certain constraints for the past, you know, decade or more of my life. So, Nick, welcome to the free. It's episode 100. We out this motherfucker. Hey, guys, how y'all being, man? How are you, Face? Welcome back.
Healthy as a motherfucker now. Feeling great, feeling good. A little inebriated, but ain't nothing new about that shit. How y'all doing, man?
Inebriated. Man.
I get back to the job on Sunday. Been out of work for about a week now. Due to everybody in the house being down with some type of illness. But unfortunately, no COVID. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So all tests are negative. I get back to work on Sunday. Had to stay out the required days. So back to a happy place of just mental well-being. Everything else is pretty copacetic in life, man. Like, I really got no complaints. Dog's doing good. Family doing good. It's just good, man.
Good. And the family doing good. Then everybody doing good. Then we got all of that doing good. Padawan Hendrix. How you be, my guy?
That'd be good. That'd be all right. Yeah. Yeah, everything's copacetic. Oh, random thing.
Man, let it be random. No, the more random we can get from now on out, the better. Like I don't care. Like, I haven't been able to not care. Oh man, brothers.
Talk about it, brother.
Brothers.
Talk about it.
Amen. Like, we can have conversations just really just go off the rails. Like, we about to have like real phone conversations on the pod. Like, shit about to get real. Names and dates.
This ain't real estate coaster, right?
Shit about to never be the same again, niggas.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
damn it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
How cool my life is right now. I just got to tell the world. Because, see, I couldn't say shit like this before. I may be the highest I have ever been in my life.
Hey, hold on.
Let me finish my sentence. The highest I've ever been in my life.
Can't just leave it there.
Because of my mama and my wife. Life is great.
Oh, speaking of that, I think I'm going to stop using backwards and start using grabber leaves. Grabber leaves are the shit. I've been smoking them junks. I haven't been coughing. Like, it's just when I pull the grabber leaf out, it's like a big ass leaf, and I can roll up shit for days. It's like perfect.
Well, within the next 2 months, well, before the end of this year, I will no longer be smoking. I will only be eating marijuana. Only ingesting. So that would be through a tea or
Eat that motherfucker.
By the end of the year, I'm going to go ahead and make that transition. I think I've been smoking a good long time. So I want to try the other side, the edible side. So see how that life is.
Good.
Oh, yeah. It's different. It's like it's body. Good. Body high.
What?
The edibles is like you feel it in. Pause. I know. Yeah.
I don't know what I missed in the conversation, but whatever I heard, it just needed that. I don't know what happened now. And I don't like it. Mommy, no.
All right. It's instead of like your mind just drifting with edibles, it's more like you feel it everywhere. Pause.
Okay. So since we're on that type of ride, y'all ever heard of DMT?
Yes.
And ayahuasca? Mm.
Yes.
We'll say one time we all get up in Georgia and we all take some DMT or ayahuasca.
We all get together. But I'm going to sit there and smoke a joint while I watch y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all why. All right. So when I lived in Mallory, like, you know, y'all always tell y'all Mallory stories, but then, you know, when I lived in Mallory, me and Pook had this blanket, right? And it was like this big brown ass blanket, right? And the blanket, we used to call it the moose because it was real thick. All right. I don't know what that sound like, but all right. So so we're gonna go ahead forward. All right. So with the moose, right? Me and all my a few friends, we bought this shit called salvia.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay, y'all already know where this is going. So you know,
oh, yeah,
out the shit with salvia is you gotta kind of be like laying down to kind of be real calm and real still. You don't want to be doing a whole lot or have a whole lot going on.
Me and Face know about this very well. Yeah.
Now when I did it, my dumb ass hit that shit like a blunt, and then I was like trying to move. So this is what happened to me. I hit the salvia, and the next thing I know, I look down and my legs were turning to logs. Like tree roots growing into the ground, full blown oak tree from the waist down.
Oh, this reminds me of a Courage the Cowardly Dog episode.
And then I tried to get up. You talking about the longest? It was only about 10 minutes of a trip. But that 10 minutes was so long, and I didn't like it. My legs was hurting. Because, you know, legs turning into oak trees, that shit, that's a whole, you know, chemical process. That shit hurt like fuck. So,
genetics.
So I'm sitting there.
Genetics changing.
Yeah, I got the bends, like I've been scuba diving and shit. I ain't never fucking with no other hallucinogens. I ain't fucking with no shrooms. I ain't fucking with no ayahuasca. I ain't fucking with no LSD, no TPT, no DDT, no MDD, no BBD, no TP, no TLC, no RVD, no
SWV.
Nigga, fuck it. No FBI. If it's just
WTF,
we can't fuck with it. No, ain't no WTF either. That's what I felt like. What the fuck? So I'm good.
Well,
I'll be there while I do it to like record and, you know, make that. I feel like that'll be great content. That shit'll be hilarious as fuck. We can do it.
Well, I already.
So I can keep y'all safe.
I already made a video about my experience and Face experience.
In the kitchen, and then let y'all figure y'all way out of that.
No, we see that salvia. That salvia is something else. I'll fuck with that salvia shit.
I already made a video about that story. We already made one. It was Story Time with Pat. It was called Flashing Lights and Titty Fights. Remember that? Yep.
Salvia is the devil weed.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to know about that experience, go right there in our videos.
Fuck the video, but don't fuck with the salvia, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all now, man. That shit is you all right? You don't need that.
But he said he saw people. He saw the sales of people looking like the people.
Blunt, vape.
Yeah, like people, everybody was made up of little people, yo. I never forget that shit. I don't know how old I did. That's something you never forget, yo. It's like some altering type shit. Like, whoa, I seen what you made of, yo. You were you.
You. You, nigga.
Me, you are bitch. Me. You made up of you, nigga. You was a whole bunch of little yous, nigga. A million little yous make up you. Fuck ass off. And I had to sit the fuck back down, yo. I had to sit the fuck right back down. Like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know whether that's fire, confusing, weird. I don't know what that one
is. All of the above.
I just give it everything.
Give it all everything. Of the above. The dude that just said, ah.
It applies, damn it. One of them applies. One of them
applies. That was the dude that was on shrooms walking around on a crawling on the floor while we were
talking. Oh my god.
What?
That is a fucking word.
Oh, savage. Okay, so
it was please yeah, the dude.
Otherwise, none of this past 5 minutes is probably gonna make a lot of sense. But do that. Go watch yeah. Story Time.
Story Time with Pat. Flashing lights and titty fights. There was a fight, female fight, two women fighting. It was crazy. It was crazy. Like Marvel versus Capcom.
On a completely different note, has mm-hmm. nothing to do with titty fights.
Yeah, no. I feel like titty fights.
You know, y'all know I'm a battle rap fan. And mm-hmm. old boy Smooth Surf got caught up in a RICO charge, right? Oh, now,
mm-hmm.
now, what I see online is a lot of free Sue Surf, free Sue Surf, hashtag free Sue Surf, free the wave. Now, my question is, I understand how the 13th Amendment worked, and I understand how our country has done with the, you know, school to prison pipeline, the prison to pipeline, you know, all them.
Prison
all
industrial them, system.
All them complexes and systems and the ways that we end up in prison. I got you. Totally got you, right? But should we keep saying free people when they get locked up for shit that like fits the image or the lifestyle that they portray, whether that be on a famous level or just a nigga around your like, why do we always as black people make excuses for our wrongdoers? Like, this nigga screams out his gang on everything he does. He has been involved in altercations within the past year. He tells people he will knock them out. He has wild lyrics. He's already been shot at, so it's obvious there's something going on that make people want to shoot at you. Why are we... Like, free him without having no evidence that he not guilty. Like, and I see this a lot. Like, it'll be, you know, people walk around the hood with the t-shirt on. Free man. Come home, man. Man murdered 3 people at the cookout.
And you know it's DD.
Why you was there? Under the picnic table, hiding with the rest of us. Why are you talking about free man? Free no. Keep man locked the fuck up. But just why do we always try to take up for our wrongdoing? And is it wrong for us, like, and should we take up for each other because of the way the system does it?
I mean, I feel it's been to the free somebody. If we all know it's known they was fucked over, they know they innocent. You can like all things point towards the corruption factor. Then free them. But for these motherfuckers that's out here murdering niggas in the streets and doing all this violent shit, why are we screaming? I don't see the need of freeing them because they're so called popular. I don't give a fuck you popular or not, nigga. They don't make you exempt from justice. You do a crime, you hurt somebody, you kill somebody, nigga, you got to go in. You got to do what you got to do, nigga. We ain't talking about petty shit. We talking about they passed a law, motherfucker. Like, gangs are considered terrorist organizations now. Y'all still screaming this shit in the public, on record, on recordings, in live venues.
That shit.
Screaming that shit, still flagging up, still wearing colors. You got to, if that's what you about, change with the age. If that's the lifestyle you want to live, change with the age. With technology changing so much, you, but you don't want to. So you're getting caught up in all these RICO cases, but you're still guilty of what you're getting caught up for. In most cases, but people screaming these free shit because you caught up in this so-called street life. But the street don't love nobody.
Why'd you have to raise me this way?
It don't love no goddamn body. Anybody from the real streets will tell you, nah, the streets don't love nobody. The streets ain't loyal to nobody. Uh-uh. It's you and you owned it. Even that's it. Get what you gotta get and get out.
Uh-huh. No, these streets ain't loyal.
These motherfuckers, y'all know what murderers in the hood. No, y'all, it's rapists in the hood. Y'all know, y'all keeping these niggas in the hood. That's little man, you know, he had a problem. No, motherfucker, he's a rapist.
And the shit that killed me is
doing that again
and justify it all the way to their death, to the point where you go to a funeral and they'll be like, oh, yeah, rest in peace, man. I know he's going to heaven. No, man, killed three people.
Uh-uh.
One of them was your other son. That nigga killed his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about rest in peace, man. No, let madman rest in thorns.
That nigga is a sociopath.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, we be glorifying folk, like the people
and
that,
a narcissist.
Like the people that be repping for R. Kelly, like, you know, because he was black. Now, man, look, man, everything ain't a conspiracy. Everything, sometimes people just guilty.
That is true.
And in society, like, it makes me sick that we be at these situations like, oh, free him. No, this nigga might be a menace. Let's see what happens. Let his defense handle that. And when the case is over, we can talk about it. But until then, I don't want to, you know what I mean, even go there. Like, I want to know what happened.
I know you guilty, nigga. You deserve to be in. Look, man, I'm a reformed motherfucking nigga. I'm a reformed person who used to do illegal shit.
I'm a reformed nigga. You
feel me?
I used to be with the big party.
You feel me? I used to be with the real bullshit. You feel me? Like, I used to do a lot of shit that I did not get caught for. God willing, that's the Lord looking out for me. You feel me? While I was doing the stuff I was doing. But if I would have gotten caught for doing anything I was doing, I would have had to serve the time. And anybody screaming, free me, I'd have please grandly told him, man, shut the fuck up. You know I'm guilty. They hate him.
You know what we used to do when we would get time? We wouldn't tell nobody to say free us. We would say, hey, give me some bond money or some lawyer money. We going to trial. Uh-huh. We about to fight there. I'll be home. But don't. Ain't no free. I did. They have reason to suspect that I'm here. Whether they wrong or not is irrelevant at this point because they got me in here. But I'm going to tell you that they have reason to suspect. So we're going to just see. We'll see what happens when we get to court.
Nah, we ain't talking about no L7 wieners. They arresting and they just with these trumped up charges. We talking about y'all niggas is in the streets, off the porch, whatever you want to call it. And you're getting arrested for these crimes. And people free him, free Ray Ray, free. No,
he was a known gangster and told us he was.
No,
free him.
Like, it's a code to this thing, man. It's a code to that thing out there.
Free my ass.
Free shit. Niggas take that as a code of honor. You feel me? Like, I did my shit. I got caught up. Oh, well. But nowadays, these niggas, especially screaming free somebody, because niggas is all snitchy.
Free Willie! Free my Uncle Willie!
Shit. Nowadays.
People just be doing that shit because they want to be involved in something. They want to belong in something, and they want to rebel or something.
Can I say this?
People always ain't think it's,
look, everybody ain't supposed to belong. Everybody, man. Look, can I say this? Can I keep going? Look,
yeah.
Everybody ain't supposed to make it.
Everybody ain't innocent, goddamn it. Don't think just because they got arrested, they innocent and they just trying to charge them. Some of these motherfuckers that y'all know was committing crimes was really committing crimes. Y'all be trying to turn a blind eye because they family members. No. I know what my brothers do.
Oh, that's about to hurt. Some people supposed to not be on this earth no more.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I know it hurt.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hey, I know it hurt. I'm talking about your cousin right now, ain't I? I'm talking about Ray Ray and Pook Pookie. I know it hurt. But guess what? Ray Ray and Pookie murderers.
You're crazy.
We can't keep saving everybody. Hey, everybody, let's rally around him because he black. No, fuck black. Are you a detriment to society? If the answer is yes, good day to you, sir. South Carolina. Hey, Sue, sir.
Oh, put you your head. Enough
to keep repping your gang on a goddamn national platform and keep telling people that you were going to do things to them in the name of said gang when you got angry at them. To South Carolina with you, sir. And I know that's going to be make some battle rap fans mad. I get it. Trust me. I like him as a battle rapper. He's fucking amazing as a battle rapper. But I'm not about to sit out here and say free him until I know whether he deserved to be free. Now, if he didn't do nothing wrong and the system has fucked him over, then goddamn it, then we can then go to fuck free him, vindicate him. Let's get his let's get his charges expunged. Let's get him some restitution from the government at that time. But as of right now, all I know is he got a federal case. Do y'all know what the feds conviction rate is?
97.
Yeah.
Hey, viewers at home. Hey, listeners. Do y'all know that the feds don't take your ass to court unless they damn near show that they got your ass? Like, the feds don't miss much. This ain't no state. So if they got them, he's going to jail for something. Now, it may not be no trumped up charge. It may not be no crazy shit. Because I honestly don't believe this cat did no crazy shit. But I ain't about to be out yelling free him till I know. Because I don't know that nigga. And that's the shit I be talking about. We out here yelling free niggas that we barely know. We know them from a public persona because they celebrities. And they black.
I'm telling like this. Maybe I'm too old school or too real for my age. But when my niggas go to jail and I have gone to jail, I didn't scream free them.
You hear me?
For my niggas who still in jail now, I've never screamed free them.
You hear me?
If I know you've done it, I know you got a wedding.
We got locked up.
I know you got a wedding. It's just the real in me to uphold it. Why am I screaming free you when you know you got to wear that? I'm going against the code by trying to scream free you when I know.
Talk about it.
When I know you got to wear that, I know you did it. You know you did it. Why I can't scream free you? That's the code. That's free against the code right there.
Free you mean hey. I excuse you from you choosing to do this lifestyle and making these choices that come along with it. There's rules in every game you play. I ain't tell you to play Monopoly if you don't want to land on Boardwalk and pay me my rent, but you did. So we here now.
There's accountability wherever step you take in life. Whether you taking it with a right foot or left foot, you're still accountability either foot you got to take, man.
Come on now.
when you choose to jump off that porch, accountability comes with that big ass jump.
Come on now. Amen and amen. Well, that's all I wanted to say on that. Pat, did you have anything?
I really like his battle raps. That's pretty much all I know. I really like his battle raps.
I'm not mad at you. His battle raps are
he's very good at battle rap. And I don't know how this is going to turn out, so I'm just going to wait to pass judgment after the judge pass judgment. So.
Even with Chris Unbox, right? I'm happy to see the brother out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad to see a black man home, but I won't scream and free Chris Unbox. And to this moment, I ain't saying keep him free. You home? Cool. But let's wait and see. Let's wait and see on everybody that ends up in some type of legal altercation. Because we don't know.
How about this? Let's stop jumping to the defense of motherfuckers just because they black.
You hear me? Oh, man. Come on, man. That's the shit that killed me. Black don't mean you right. Just like white don't mean you right. Right.
Hell no. Nah. Race don't depict your rightness or your wrongness, motherfucker. Your actions do. Actions, motherfucker. Not even your intentions. Because your intentions could be totally fucked up, but it comes out good. So your actions end up being fucking good. So your actions. Kanye. Your actions, man. You give a fuck if you white or black or whatever under the sun. I ain't jumping to your defense. Fuck that. I got to hear something. That's that young man shit. Let's jump out the window real quick. We just know it's going to... Nah, motherfucker. What's going on first? Hold on. What is this about?
Why are we jumping out the window?
What's this about? Oh, no. He's hitting somebody's girl. He said somebody's girl. Oh, that ain't got shit to do with me. I'm not jumping out the window for no motherfucker saying somebody nobody girl. Come on now.
Uh-huh.
But this is this, and it's motherfucker dying over shit like that. Come on now. Stop. Wait. Think a minute. It ain't illegal to think.
Not yet.
Motherfuckers out here letting 10 seconds. Put you in jail for niggas to scream free you for 10 years.
And they about to shut us down for talking. So we better say what you got to say for now.
Motherfuckers out here better start thinking.
Bruh.
Exercising your brain muscle instead of your finger muscle, motherfucker.
Man, listen to me. When it comes to choosing anything, life, like the universe operates off a very simple principle. Like when you study just basic stuff, science, basic philosophy, basic religion, like when you just break stuff down to the bare essence, it all boils down to very simple thing: cause and effect.
Uh-huh.
It boils down to things will be attracted to each other, often things that don't really match.
Uh-huh.
And if something is too good or too perfect, it will break because nothing is perfect except whatever you believe to be the creator, whether that's the universe, the Big Bang, the God, the Hotep, the whatever. I don't know. All of the things people believe in.
Wop, baba, loobop.
Bop, bam. You're damn right. But I think it boiled down to like, you choose something, eat it. If I go to the buffet and I pick up a bunch of damn chicken, now nobody told me to pick that up. Nobody. Right? I did that. They had steak, they had lobster, they had crab legs, they had fish, they had shrimp, they had pizza, they had all these other options. I picked up a bunch of damn chicken. Damn it, I'm supposed to eat that shit. I ain't supposed to be a bitch and throw it away. No. See, that's the problem. People want to be like, it's Golden Corral all the time. and it's like, hey, you know what? I don't like this. I'm gonna go get another plate. No, nigga. We need to treat that shit like it's fucking goddamn Benihana. What you order? You order that, or that's what you gonna eat? You want something else? Well, you gotta order something else. You gotta do something else. You chose to live this life. Like, I went to jail. Right? Now, in jail, at no point did I say, free me. I want it to be free. But I knew I was in there for a reason. Even if the reason won't necessarily what they had me in there for, I was in there for a reason. Nobody, like, there's rare situations where you get these racist people or these people that abuse power and they capture people for no reason and lock them up. But most of the time, man, you did some dumb shit. Eat that shit.
No, I have.
Eat it. Eat that shit.
Now, speaking of eat, we've talked about the red pill before. So I don't want to eat no red pill. I don't want to eat no blue pill. I want to just say this, and then I'm going to get y'all kind of thoughts on it. Have y'all been following the Manosphere red pill / feminist battle, argument, movement, conversation?
For the most part. Me and now.
Okay. This ain't really I don't know what this is, but I just want to say it. The Manosphere / red pill versus feminism argument is done. I've been studying it for a while, right? And I'll say this. They both have some ideals that I think, like, got some fact in them and they're honest. I think there are some things that feminists say that got some merit. I think there's some things that the red pill Manosphere people said that got some merit. I think where they go wrong is, like, in their execution. Like, the feminists like to push up these ideals in practice that don't help their ultimate cause. Like, you can't push up the principle of don't over-sexualize us. Don't look at us like that and then say we need to walk around naked.
Pussy hats on our head.
Ma'am? Like, there are some things in nature, and we are animals, okay? Now, animals have a thing where opposite genders normally are attracted to one another, especially when they see the sexual or reproductive organs of one another, because it makes them immediately go into reproductive mode, as in, I need to spread my seed and or receive seed. I don't know how that comes across, but I think people follow where I'm going scientifically. Now, because of that, you can't have it both ways, feminists. You can't be naked and expect no men to look at you. That's not... that's not taking a scientific approach to it. Now, there will be
people
who have self-control, who will restrain themselves from looking at you. They may be in relationships. They may be, you know, just like, hey, I don't know why she's naked. Let me be modest, whatever. You have those people. But that's not the general public. The general public, even women, are going to be like, the fuck going on?
Yep.
Why your ass out? Why your titties out? You're gonna have some men and women that are looking at you in a sexualized way at some point. That's going to happen. That's so feminists be sometimes having these ideals that just kind of shoot themselves.
I'll say thank you. Yep.
But then the Manosphere does too.
Thank you for being naked.
You want a woman to be submissive when most men are not making enough money to say that they are in the upper tax bracket, the upper class, anywhere near that. Most men are making somewhere between $40,000 to $60,000. That's average. Now, if you combine that with another income, you can hit that sweet spot where, like, your lifestyle changes, right? But that's with another economic source that is dominant. That's the average man. Now you have these high value men, but the manosphere be trying to apply them principles to the average Everybody. Joe Schmo. And if you try that shit as an average Joe Schmo, a lot of men will fall to the wayside or get played because they're trying something that doesn't apply to what they are able to actually provide. So what has to happen is the manosphere has to adjust their thinking as well, because there are some things that they apply that don't fit the average person. So I think the ultimate goal by both is to be respected by the other gender and to end up relating to each other amicably. So what I propose is we start a new segment on our show. And then I want y'all to just give y'all thoughts on my overall topic, on my overall argument, and then what y'all think of this new segment called The Partner's Commandments, where we give commandments every week to men or women that will actually be beneficial to relationships, to men and women having good, healthy interactions with each other that actually lead to them both getting what they want, to women being respected and feeling uplifted and protected by their men, and men feeling like they are being valued and appreciated by their women, and both coming together to do some great things. Because I feel like in our failures and our successes, we got a lot of knowledge that we can actually give from very different perspectives. And I think that it can help. What say y'all?
I feel like y'all are probably a little bit more experienced in these situations. But yeah, I'm down.
I'm down with it. I feel like at some point the argument just gets to a wall, and both sides are trying to climb the wall to meet towards each other, but at the same time, both sides are building the wall higher and higher by just continuing the argument. It's like two sides refuse to just agree to disagree and then find the commonness in their differences. I feel like both of them are longing for understanding from each other, but with every party, you have those pig-headed, bull-headed people that think that regardless of who's saying what on either side, that what they're saying is the ultimate. Uh-huh. And those people, and those few people are the ones who get the light on either side. They act like they speak for the masses, but at the end of the day, they only speak for a few. And those people who need to speak for the masses on either side really don't speak for the masses. So.
Yeah, I think people get wrapped up and people get into these movements. They get wrapped up in it. They get to a point where it gets stagnant for some reason, whatever. For some reason, they have momentum and then they get stagnant. And then now they just got to make up shit every day or post something every day or whatever, so they can keep up with the fan base they made under either feminism or like the manosphere stuff. And it just gets redundant, just like you said. Like after a while, it's just like, all right, y'all are just bickering. Pretty much. It's like you just... Yeah, but where's the solution in all this? So, But half the time, there's really no solution. It's just like, maybe y'all need to just like go to sleep and calm the hell down one good time, pretty much. Because you're thinking way too much into it.
Go to sleep, ho.
If you tired, be quiet and go to sleep. Yeah, if you tired, be quiet and go to sleep, ho. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just think people just get wound up in that stuff just because they done got themselves to a point that they talk it up so much and they got so much content about it that they have no choice to be just in it forever, whatnot. But after a while, it just like it just sounds like a broken record,
pretty much. I can do it.
And it's like what they say about a broken clock is at least right. You know what I'm saying? The time is at least right two times out of the day. Rest of the time, you guessing.
Well, we're going to fill in them other hours. And we're going to give them that real shit.
Wow.
Real shit. Sometimes we got to give them some good shit.
Wow.
And sometimes we got to give them some fuckery.
Yeah, bullshit.
And sometimes we gotta give them both. So, Pat?
What time is it?
Episode 100? Good and fuckery!
Good and fuckery!
Fuckery!
Don DeMarco, DeMarco.
Man, all right. I'm going to start off with some my own personal good.
Oh. Okay.
My own personal good. I haven't really had any type of anxiety attack since most at all. I've, you know, the normal situations where, you know, I may have like, all right, I'm stressing over this bill or whatever. I don't have that stress anymore. Even if I'm going through it, I just survive the hurt and I go on to the next day. Whatnot. With that being said, ain't that much good left on this list. This is mostly fuckery.
Yay!
It's all
fuckery. I'm the only one got hot about that, but I like fuckery.
All right, man. So, fuck it. I'm going to just skip around on this bitch. Elon Musk. This is his first day of owning Twitter.
So he really
He really did buy it. We don't know what evil supervillain schemes he has set up for Twitter just yet. But I know the first thing is...
I'm not going to get banned as easily.
You know, yeah. Yeah. And Kanye may come back some type of way. Because they're buddies and friends.
Speaking of Kanye, didn't that nigga lose $2 billion?
Oh, might as well segue into the Yay report.
I'm just like, God damn.
Let me tell you, he is down currently from $2 billion because Balenciaga has said, hey, we ain't dealing with him. Damn, I think I've seen a whole post of like everybody that just said, nah, we're not dealing with Kanye no more, pretty much. What is it? Adidas, the Gap, Balenciaga, Vogue. I didn't even know he had a partnership with Vogue. JP Morgan and Chase ran him the fuck out. He ran the fuck out of, yeah, they said no. CAA agency.
You gotta be for JP
Morgan. Yeah. Yeah.
Like them niggas do banking with like real criminals, all the super like war criminals and shit.
Yeah, real super villains.
Yeah.
He's locked out of Twitter. He's suspended from Instagram. A lot of that up-and-coming documentary he was going to do, that's canceled. Up-and-coming stadium shows, canceled. Jaylen Brown has terminated his deal with Donda Sports. And along with Aaron Donald.
What about Antonio Brown? He's still fucking
I think he's still with him. And his attorney, Camille Vasquez, has dropped him. And Foot Locker, easy partnership, is gone. Not only that.
When the attorney gone, nigga, you lost the lawyer.
Mm-hmm. He's down to $400 million.
You coming back from that.
But not only that. You know how I think last week I brought it up that he's supposed to be doing something with Candace Owens and that conservative platform.
They're probably making their own app, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Back on Twitter.
Yeah, that rumor. It's a rumor that Candace Owens is backing away from it.
Oh, I bet. Because he back on Twitter now. So now they can go back to just saying that shit on now.
I don't think he on Twitter right now. I think she's like, yeah, I'm not totally not that she's not interviewing him. She's not doing anything with him. Period. From what I heard, she won't interview him on the show. She's backing away from him or whatever. So, yeah.
Nope. Twitter has restored the account of Ye.
Oh, they have? Oh, that must have been today.
Yep. Says he had no role in bringing Kanye West back on Twitter.
But it happened. It happened today when he tell you, man. That's probably his one that one last friend that he has.
Yesterday or day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, now watch. It's gonna be some shit with that. Anytime you gotta make a statement that you did not do something, something happened.
Mm-hmm. But you
that don't happen, that I never have to say that I didn't do. Know why? Because it didn't happen. What the fuck? Why do you have to come out with a statement? Like when you make an official statement, this did not have anything to do with me. Yeah, it has something to do with you. I ain't even asked you yet. He ain't give a nigga a chance to even get curious. You just start spewing off involuntary information. All right.
Just in case y'all, you know, ask.
Just in case y'all wondering.
I ain't had nothing to do with that. I still have my Yeezy boots, though.
But Elon said, you know, they did not consult or inform him. They did that before the acquisition. But you've been working on this acquisition for a minute.
Well, you know what?
I'm sure you knew what your product was about to be before you actually officially, you know, took ownership. You ain't about to tell me you ain't talk about it.
True.
Shit.
I mean, he did talk about it because, I mean, he said it on Twitter.
You like that? You want to make some money off your app and you know folk like Kanye gonna keep folk on there talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just say it. You know what we need to start doing, y'all? Some spaces.
Spaces?
on Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter spaces.
Yeah.
It's like Clubhouse, but for Twitter.
Yeah, I've been seeing people do it from time to time.
Yeah.
It is up there.
Let's do some of them one day. I'm just sitting around and talk shit. It ain't nothing but a live stream, but it's all voice.
Yeah. With the avatars.
You can do a podcast from the spaces.
You know the shit that blows me about Clubhouse?
About the who?
About Clubhouse.
What?
So when them old ass niggas in their 50s and 60s get on there talking all that shit to young niggas about young nigga shit and getting all in young nigga business and shit. That's funny as hell to me. And nigga, you have nothing better to do with your life than to argue with young niggas about young nigga issues? What is your old ass doing?
If you got time to sit on anything, and argue, you better be getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're fucked up in life.
You better have a deal.
Like, if you in a courtroom arguing, you better be a lawyer. If you online arguing, you better be somebody like Hassan Campbell or like an online personality where, like, you getting a check off this and this is how you building your brand. Otherwise, what the fuck are you arguing about? You arguing with folk that actually matter. I argue with a family member, a close friend. Ain't about to argue with somebody that I don't bet. Man, if you don't get the hell out of here, I'll block you so damn fast. Or turn my device off. Think I got a real life.
Like argue with a motherfucker at work. Think, are you serious? I get the fuck out of here. Back.
Yo. Nick, I don't live in the world you live in. I'm going home. Uh-huh. I got a real life to deal with.
My reality for real, man.
And I'm gonna put hands on folks, so I ain't really about to sit up here and be jaw jacking. Like, what are we gonna do? Is we doing this or we going home? Like, either way, I'm getting home. So whatever.
All this talking is annoying me.
If it don't end with me getting home, then we gonna end the conversation.
My mama told me do whatever I got to do to make sure I make it home. Damn it, that still applies.
And if knocking out,
I get
this motherfucker here.
That's
what
five.
I gotta do.
What you arguing for? Arguing. No, the old people say arguing.
Arguing.
Ain't no arguing. Arguing.
Arguing for.
Yeah.
Arguing does.
Or you arguing for?
Arguing for. That should sound like, boy, that shit don't sound like some goddamn Nazi shit. I ain't trying to get demonetized or nothing crazy, but I'm just saying, like, that shit sounds horrible, didn't it? I.
Why are you saying that so angry? Why are you so excited? You want Haagen Dazs? The ice cream? All we got is Ben and Jerry.
Watch a Haagen Dazs!
Fuck around being weird for real over there, man.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't got no Haagen Dazs.
Haagen Dazs.
Put your Haagen Dazs!
Look.
Nigga, you know Hitler said that shit one day on the front line. Pill
popping.
Sound like you just start talking and start coughing.
Watch. All right, I know that. I'm gonna have to cut that out. Pretty sure that's trigger something.
It's too early. Fun.
That
it's
shit.
Too early.
I can't go that far left this early. Pod Squad. I'm gonna release that on the Buy Me a Car. I'm gonna put that on the cut.
Nigga, I was in that motherfucker shit. Where we came?
Yeah. Huh?
So we're an hour into the show. Yeah, we came.
No, man. Well, no, oh, yeah, I just ain't got to release it on the what you call it?
Yeah,
Spotify and them don't be saying shit. They don't be giving it back. No, young niggas, right?
Because it's some it's some show. Oh damn, boy.
Ooh. Oh man, speaking of shows out there, man, this ain't got nothing to do with the docket, but like. I really have a problem with this, like freedom of, like the way they be banning people now. Like,
look, it's gonna be like Demolition Man.
Let people choose not to listen to, watch, or receive whatever content that they feel, but don't keep banning folk because they said something you don't like. If they threaten somebody, if they like about to hurt somebody, if they calling people to action to do some harm to somebody, cool. But if they just saying, hey, I don't like this, or I disagree with this, or whatever, even if they making a joke about it and you don't like the joke, like, man, let them vote, let these people talk.
Freedom.
If it's that socially unacceptable, the backlash will be there and they will receive less money, less whatever, and they will get their platform shut down because not because you banned them, but because like people stop watching that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but what, like, because people, like, this is my worry. Now, people that be doing crazy shit like recruiting people to the Ku Klux Klan and all that shit. Hey, shut them down. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't talking. I'm talking about like you're gonna end up sweeping up people like, oh, he made a joke. Bad, but it was a joke. Everybody knew it was a joke. People was the people he was joking about was laughing. Why are you banning them? Why you take her off? Why you it frustrates. What you arguing for?
Damn thing.
What you arguing for?
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is
really. I just want a petition so I can just keep saying, "What you arguing for?" All right. That's neither here nor there.
It's not here nor there. They're all here. Where are y'all niggas arguing for? For?
Y'all niggas crazy.
Arguing does. Anyway.
Arguing does. Arguing does.
Okay.
What?
Yes,
nah, just play.
I knew it.
Go ahead.
Your face was too calm. Pause. You just had too much of a calm face.
Calm face.
I don't. What's the next fuckery?
A New York Post employee was behind those racist and violent headlines posted on the website and Twitter on Thursday.
What happened on Thursday?
On the New York Post, which is really basically a conservative newspaper / website now, owned by Rupert Murdoch. All right,
that's fine.
Yeah, basically, it's the New York Post, but it's owned by the same guy, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's not unusual for them to have conservative posts, but this one was a little bit way to the right, even for Rupert Murdoch, as they say.
To the right.
So one of them was Eric Adams is New York City's fried chicken eating monkey. Yeah, read one such headline. Another called for the assassination of Ocasio-Cortez. A separate headline posed as a conservative columnist Miranda Devine calling for the killing of Hunter and Joe Biden. Yeah, so the Post initially claimed it had been hacked, but following an investigation, the publication discovered it was actually an inside job, and it's the site and Twitter had been hijacked by a rogue employee. Well, he's rogue now. The investigation indicates that unauthorized conduct was committed by an employee, and we are taking appropriate actions. The paper said in a statement, we immediately removed the vile and reprehensible content, of course you did, from our website and social media accounts.
Well, racists work everywhere, so I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why. That's why the Klan wear hoods, so they can go back to their regular jobs as police officers, doctors, judges, lawyers, politicians.
Mm-hmm. New York Post workers.
Mm-hmm. Let it.
To South Carolina with you, sir.
Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Next person to go to South Carolina. One of the January 6th rioters who dragged a officer into a crowd was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. I say,
hold on, he dragged an officer to the crowd.
Yeah, let's see. Malcolm. The person is a Washington D.C. police officer named Malcolm. Fanone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to pronounce that, or whatever. But Fanon. In the right, no. Fanone, Fanone,
Fanone,
Fanone,
Fanone.
But anyway, the when it happened, basically, this shit threw me all off.
The what? Come on, man, get it out.
But anyway, what? He was in the officer was in the situation on January 6th, and one of the assailants said, "There's one of the officers right now," and dragged him into a crowd. Basically, the police officer.
No.
Yeah, he said his head was dragged into a mob, and while basically yelling, "I got one." Wait, what's his name? His name is. Get this dude's name. This dude's name is Albuquerque Head. Pause. That's his name. 43 of Tennessee. He's not even in New Mexico. He's in.
How your name Tennessee. Albuquerque? You live in Tennessee.
He was sentenced to 90 months in federal prison. Albuquerque had screamed out, "I got one," and dragged this man into a mob.
Well, I tell you, you never had no head till you had that Albuquerque head.
Pause.
I'm sorry.
Man, you don't want to get dragged into the mob.
I'm making jokes.
All right, something related to it so we can get off that subject. A suspect in a home invasion was found today. The home invasion was at Nancy Pelosi's house, and dude ran up in Nancy Pelosi's house and actually beat up her husband, Paul Pelosi. Searching for her.
Because I'm like, Nancy's a, like, I ain't trying to be nothing, but like, Nancy's a older lady. So like, how old is her husband?
I'm about to find out. 82.
Yeah, I'm like, God damn, why you beat that old man up?
Yeah, they said the assailant is known no David man. The Poppy. How you spell his name? What is it?
Man, hell, the man, you pretended you was an astronaut and got more money out of him than you did out the home invasion.
Mm-hmm. Said Dave. Well, no, he when he went in, he actually came in beating on Paul Pelosi, asking for Nancy Pelosi, where she at? That's why I say it's related to this January 6th situation. But the suspect was identified on Friday as David De Poppy, DEPAPE. The D and the P are pause. I hate these people's names, yo. The D and the P are capitalized, but his name is DEPAPE.
David the Pappy.
The Pappy, yeah. Yeah, I had a pause on that name anyway. He gonna be charged with attempted homicide.
Right? Oh, I hate the Pappy.
Yeah, go into a politician's house and ask for it's 11-11, y'all. Make a wish.
You know what? I'll say this too. We are getting to a very weird place in our country where shit like this can happen and people be like getting normal charges and shit. Like, these things are the highest of treason. We need to go back to like extreme, like, do the South Carolina shit. Like, people but are wilding.
This is the thing. They're getting like 7 years. They're getting 7 years and 90 months for treason. And people are locked up for life in prison and longer and like 30 years for weed. Like
a 3-4 year charge, if that.
So for most weed. Motherfuckers getting locked up don't mean the same thing no more. It seemed too cushy. Motherfuckers got cell phones and tablets and get an education, can learn a trade and come out better than it was when it went in. Make motherfuckers sleep on concrete.
Punish them.
I guarantee a prison won't what was about old to punishment and you was getting punished for your crimes. It wouldn't be so much recidivism.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. I'm
not supposed to like prison.
Ain't supposed to be cool.
Nope. Nobody should be like, "Ooh, I need to go back to the block." That cell block was jumping. We, you know, I don't. This house shit boring. I need to go back to jail, nigga. What?
No.
What?
Nothing. No, I'm looking at somebody's real suspect for that.
You understand me?
There's something wrong with you. There's something I don't agree with.
Right. I mean that, bro. But yeah, man. That's the Pappy. You need to yeah. Don't try that shit in the prison. Try to get
you
all up on the wrong cell block going in there trying to fight some old man. You can fight the wrong one, and they're gonna be the OG of the cell block. Them niggas gonna jump the shit out of you.
The Pappy would turn into the Sun.
It's gonna be a wrap.
You heard me. The Pappy gonna turn into the Sun. Gonna get Sun.
they gonna get the boots up his ass.
Get this.
Got it. Get the boots in the ass. Mexicans got on boots.
Boss boots.
That's what Ali was talking about. That's why the Mexicans had on boots. The Pappy was in there. It was like, oh, he tripping. Let's get him.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Holmes.
Holmes.
Brother, put on your steel toe for this one.
Yeah, bro. But yep, that's the end of the fuckery, man. That's the end of the fuckery this week.
Oh, shit. End of the fuckery.
But guess what? Stay tuned. Stay tuned later on this week because I'm going to joke on Maxwell on the Good and Fuckery news. He did some fuckery earlier this week, so I'm going to just save that for the video.
All right, but
no man should be deaf or like that, but yeah that's it.
Anyway, the fuckery news will be out late on this week, and in the meantime,
yes,
we're gonna keep hitting y'all with that fuckery. Go to the partners, go to the partners.com, go to buymeacoffee.com/thepartners, go to Spotify, go to YouTube, go to whatever. Support your boys. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Support with a financial donation through Partner Tiers 1. That's $PartnerTiers1 on Cash App or buymeacoffee.com/thepartners, where you can donate for as little as a dollar or sign up for a membership. You can also sign up for a membership on Spotify where you can support on a monthly basis for $4.99. Now, after you've done that, if you want to spend more money and then you want to get some back for it because you like, man, I really want to give me some partners gear. Or damn, I really like that R-Trey hoodie that R-Trey shirt that Pat got on. Well, where the fuck can I get that? Hey, Faze, can you tell them how to get the merch?
Yeah, I can. What you can do is you can go to rtreyclothing.com for a very, 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 very limited time. Because the domain name is changing. I just can't decide what the hell I wanted to be just yet. I'm down to 2 or 3 different options. So, hey, it's changing. I'll let y'all know what it is and everything will be there. But for the right now, you can still go to rtreyclothing.com. Yeah.
That's A-R-T-R-E. Clothing.
Or you can just email us and tell me what you want. And I can get the order to send it to you tomorrow.
And that's at thepartnerspodcast@gmail.com. Put in the subject line R-Trey Clothing or merch.
Either way, we can get your stuff to you, man. We can get the thing going. But as soon as the new domain name is hatched in the brain child is birthed, I will be announcing that too, you know, either a short or either a podcast or either something. But we'll get the information.
Well, we know you gonna know, Nick.
Well, you know what? Now that y'all brought that up, speaking of communication and shit, I might as well just say, hey, you can also hit them up on the R-Trey Clothing Instagram, and you can hit us up at @thepodnas. That's @thepodnas, and that's the Twitter, that's the Instagram, that is Twitch, that is what, am I missing one? Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, yeah, that's pretty much it, right? And the Facebook, Tiz Facepat, are the partners.
Well, when you done all that, if you happen to forget anything, just go to thepartners.com. It's real easy. It's a one-stop shop. Everything we said here tonight is right there at a click of a button. You can do all of those things and more at thepartners.com. Now, we have reached a very crucial part and a crucial piece of our journey as a podcast, but you don't want to miss. In 4 episodes, we will have our 2-year anniversary as we kick off on the 104th episode, which is kind of like our real 100 episode because 2 years is kind of a big deal. But yeah, keep fucking with your boys. Keep like, comment, sharing, and subscribing. Oh, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you watch anything on YouTube, if you're watching this right now, period, on anything, if you're listening to this, go to YouTube, go to our playlist, and play our playlist. We need watch time hours. We got the subs. We're ready to start getting monetized there. We just need more watch time hours. So if you could help us out there and you a real supporter, that would be amazing of you. You are the shit. And you are the reason that we've made it to episode 100. You are the reason that we will see episode 100. And we appreciate y'all, Pod Squad. Y'all have been amazing. And I've been your boy, Tiz, 1/3 of the partners. And I've been along with.
Other third of the partners, the Paddle 100. See what I did there? Paddle 100. Right here. And I've been along with the creator of this.
You know, man, space and the place, the one and only. Here, finish the race, good health. Thank God. Thank God y'all chose to be here. Could have been anywhere else, but you chose the boys to come in conversation with, man. Keep coming back, having conversations with, man. Yeah, keep coming back.
Y'all heard him. Keep coming back. And we're going to be right here another time next week. And yo, the live will be coming back soon. I'm gonna clear it up with the fellas now that we got these new schedules and new, you know, times and shit, you know. I think it's time. So we wanna be back, nigga! Peace, motherfucker!
Hey, Lily, let's like it.
Hey, y'all, man. We about this thing. Episode 100, bitches. We about to have another 100 more for y'all.
Paddle 100. Paddle 100.